بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، قال بسم الله تربة أرضنا بضيقة بعضنا ليشفى به سقيمنا بإذن ربنا، متفق عليه. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دوشي فلي. Respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, in the last session of Darsi Hadith we were talking about some of the water wells in Madinatul Munawwara. The truth is, everything about Madinatul Munawwara is full of barakah and blessed, no doubt. And it is only unique to say for Madinatul Munawwara that anything that is a produce of Madinatul Munawwara has a source of shifa inside it. And that is unique with Madinatul Munawwara. Not even Makkatul Mukarrama can be compared to in that category of shifa. For an example, the soil of Medina, jisko hum mitti kehte hain, the sand, the soil, the dust of Madinatul Munawwara is also full of barakah and has also got an element of shifa inside it. That is only unique with Madinatul Munawwara according to some of the scholars, the muhaddithin. For an example, it is said that if someone was ill during the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it was the habit of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to pay him a visit, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would put his auspicious saliva on the tip of his index finger, jisko sababa kehte hain, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would place the finger down to the ground and collect some part of the soil, the dust on it. And then Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam would put that, the auspicious finger, on the affected area. And this is the wazifa that he would read, which is recorded in the hadith. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has recorded this. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say, Bismillahi turbatu ardina biriqati ba'dina liyushfa bihi saqimuna bi'idhni rabbina. And it is said, on the spot, instantly he would be cured. Subhanallah. Because that is the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If anyone has got faith, yaqeen, and iman, and if he was to practice that, it is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give that individual shifa. That is why I think it was a few years ago that when brothers went to Madinatul Munawwara and they would go for ziyarat, they would also stop at one spot where it was famously known that in this area the soil is known as khaqe shifa. It's like clay, white and grey in colour. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people would take their bags and fill it up and take it back home, mashallah. And I think now the Saudi government has shut that area totally. I think so, I believe so. But again, then there's also a lot of people who take you for ziyarat in different areas. But there is no doubt that the soil of Medina, the dust of Madinatul Munawwara, is full of shifa. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that in the hadith. We have here one hadith which is recorded in the Daylami, in Musnad-e-Fir'aun, Musnad-e-Firdaus, and Abu Na'im in his Tibb al-Nabawi. He says that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Qubarul Madinati shifa'un min al-juzam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that even the wind and the dust of Medina contains shifa, and it is shifa from juzam. Juzam is one disease like leprosy. You get one type of leprosy in which the skin totally comes out, and that is juzam. So Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the cure for juzam is the sand of Madinatul Munawwara. That is why at the time of Tabuk, when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning back to Madinatul Munawwara, the weather condition in Madinatul Munawwara was very severe. Sandstorm took place in Madinatul Munawwara, and when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met some of the brothers in Medina, they were covered with sand entirely. And some of the companions that were with Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, they were covering the mouth and the nose with the ends of the amama, like this, or whatever scarf material they had. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam looked at them, that they are covering themselves, avoiding the sand and the sandstorm that is in Madinatul Munawwara. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasalam at that time said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by that Allah in whose hands is my soul, إِنَّ فِي غُبَارِهَا شِفَاءً مِنْ كُلِّ دَارٍ, that you are covering yourselves right now, but wallah, even in the dust of Medina, Allah Ta'ala has kept shifa from you, مِنْ كُلِّ دَارٍ, from all diseases. SubhanAllah. So no one can compare the soil of Medina. Let us not forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that land for His beloved messenger, the last messenger, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to sleep and rest there in Madinatul Munawwara. So nothing can be compared. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, a great faqih and such a ashik rasul he was, it is said that if anyone spoke ill about the dust, the sand, the soil of Madinatul Munawwara, and in his word it says that if someone said about anything radi'a, that means if he spoke about the soil of Medina in a disrespectful way, then Hazrat Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh gave a fatwa that he should be lashed 30 times. How many times? Lashed. He should be whipped 30 times. So if you talk bad about Madinatul Munawwara, he would get whipped. And he was the great faqih of Madinatul Munawwara. That is why when Amirul Mu'mineen Al-Mahdi Al-Abbasi, at that time the governor of Medina, when he met Hazrat Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, he said to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat, give me some advice, good advice. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh first thing said to him that be careful of the people of Medina. Madani logo ka lihaz rakho. Be careful of the people of Medina. So that is why when we go to Madinatul Munawwara, we have to be again extremely careful. Extremely careful. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Ansar. And they are the first people, the first community to give refuge to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the fatwa of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. And Madinatul Munawwara is also a land unique in a way that the angels that descended in that part of the land where Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is today, no other land holds that privilege. Just on one occasion, for an example, at the time when Hazrat Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiyallahu ta'ala an was made shaheed, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that point he said that I see that in the janazah of Hazrat Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala an 70,000 angels have descended. And the point to note in this hadith is Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam even said that never ever have these angels ever come down, have descended They've never seen dunya, this earth. It is for the very first time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them an order to come down and participate in the janazah of Hazrat Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiyallahu ta'ala. So this was the first time. So this is just one event. On one occasion, 70,000 malaika, 70,000 angels were there. That is why a famous story is related that one man who went for ziyarat to Madinatul Munawwara, at that time, someone, a shopkeeper there, gave him yogurt to drink and eat. And he said to the shopkeeper that this yogurt doesn't taste good. It is said that in the night when he slept, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to his dream. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him that if you don't like the yogurt of Medina, then you might as well get out of Medina. Allahu Akbar. So if you don't like the yogurt of Medina, then get out of Medina. That is why some of the fuqaha and the muhaddiseen and some of the buzrugani deen, whenever they would go to Medina, they would give charity and they would even shop around in Madinatul Munawwara with this intention that it is Madinatul Munawwara and the money is going back to the people of Medina, the children of Ansar, Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. And some of the scholars would never ever question the price of an item. So when they would go in the shop, they would say, right, I want that, and I want this, and I want that, and they would take it. But nowadays, I think it's better just to ask them. When you go to the shop, they can sense very quickly that this man is holding a British passport. So there's a lot of pounds to his name. And some of the South Africans have this habit that when they go, they are great spenders. So they say to you, Junub Afrika, Junub Afrika. Every time you go there, they say Junub Afrika. So it's better for one to ask the price of an item when he goes to Madinatul Munawwara. Again, everything about Madinatul Munawwara, it is full of mercy, it is blessed. Everything about Madinatul Munawwara, when we talk about the mountains, Jabal Uhud, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that Jabal Uhud will be with me in Jannat. Everything about Madinah. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that I can hear the mountain of Uhud speaking to me and saying that this mountain loves me, the mountain loves me, and I love Jabal Uhud. Subhanallah. Everything about Madinatul Munawwara, even the fruits of Madinatul Munawwara. It is said that Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for the fruits of Madinatul Munawwara. He says, I have specially made dua for Medina, like how Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasallam made dua for Makkah. He made dua for Makkah, I have made dua for Medina. On one occasion, it is said that Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifted up his hands and he says, Allahumma barik lana fi athmarina. Allah, give us barakah in our fruits, as in the fruits of Madinatul Munawwara. And what is included in the fruits of Medina? Dates. That is included in the fruits of Medina. And not only are dates known as thimar, fruits, but dates are also connected with us human beings, as with the believers. I think it is Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehlvi Rahmatullah Alayh, or it is Mujaddid Al-Fisani Rahmatullah Alayh, one of the two, I can't remember clearly, they have written in their maktubat that the date tree Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created from the surplus sand that remained there after the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So Adam alayhi salam, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, the sand, the dust that remained there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created from it the date tree. That is why we are in connection with the date tree. There are many hadiths to that. And the Mu'arrikhin have said that once upon a time in Madinatul Munawwara, there were as many as 148 types of dates in Medina. 148 varieties of dates, only in the city of Medina. So many types of dates were there. Subhanallah. That is why it was known as Ardu Nakhlin, the land of dates. The main business in Madinatul Munawwara was with khajur. And the elite of the khajur, the date, is the ajwa, little date, subhanallah. But the virtues of those dates, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the ajwa is from the fruits of Jannah. From the fruits of Jannah. So when you eat ajwa, you are actually eating the fruit of Jannah. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and is the narrator. He says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم العجوة من الجنة. عجوة is from Jannah. In another hadith, صلى الله عليه وسلم said العجوة والصخرة من الجنة. That one other type of dates is known as the Sakhra dates. The Sakhra dates. That is why if you go to Madinatul Munawwara, I don't know if brothers have visited the Khajur market. Visited the Khajur market? Subhanallah. Everyone is there. As soon as you enter the market, each one of you shouts out and says, right, come here, I will give you some khajur, I will give you some khajur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving rosy to every single one of them. To every single one of them. Subhanallah. In Medina, in the market, khajur. And sakhra is one type of khajur also. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ajwa and sakhra are both fruits of Jannah. Another type of khajur is the Sayhani khajur, the Sayhani date tree. It is said that once Abdullah alayhi wasallam was walking past the date trees that were there, and this particular date tree which had on it the Sayhani dates, Abdullah alayhi wasallam was standing close to it. And the date tree spoke out and made salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and testified and spoke to Huzur alayhi salatu wasallam and says, "Ashhadu annaka Rasulullah," that I testify that you are the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything about Madinatul Munawwara, everything, my respected brothers, subhanallah al-azim, sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also said that if you eat the ajwa early in the morning, seven in number, before eating anything else, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from any form of magic, witchcraft, and any type of poison. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. So if brothers can afford, mashallah, to eat ajwa every day, seven, then do so. Brothers spend a lot of money on cigarettes. MashaAllah, if you eat healthy food, it's good for you. And isi tariqe se kalunji, ye bhi hadith-e paak mein hai, kalunji. That it is shifa from every disease except for death. In another hadith, Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala an has said again that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects you from all disease and illnesses if you eat this, and the number is seven. It is recorded that once Abdullah alayhi wasallam went to visit Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala an, and he was ill. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his auspicious hand on the chest of Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala on the left hand side, where the heart is. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hands there and said to him that you are suffering from a disease, what can be translated from the English, from the Arabic to English, as an enlargement of the heart. Qalb kya ho jata hai? Physically, bara ho jata hai. An enlargement of the heart. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam said to the companions that were there that go and call Haris bin Khalada. Haris bin Khalada was the top doctor, physician in Madinatul Munawwara. When he came, Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him that bring some ajwa with you. And he came with ajwa. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him that crush the ajwa date with its seed. With its seed, crush it. And it's quite difficult to crush it. And it was crushed and it was made into like a paste form. And Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took that ajwa that was crushed and made into a paste. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself rubbed that on the chest where the heart was. And it is said that Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala an was cured. That is why when you read the books of Tib, like Allama Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi has written, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi has also written on that. And even the huqama, they say that if you are suffering from heart disease, then the best thing for you is ajwa. I have heard from some of the people that if somebody has the seed of ajwa crushed, and if it's made like a paste form or a powder, and right at that time, at the time of impact, if that person gets a heart attack, and if he was to eat or take in that powder element, then it would stop the heart attack straight away. He would be cured, shifa would be given to him. And one cannot doubt that, because Huzur Alayhi Salatu Wasalam had actually prescribed that for Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, again, like I said to you, 2/3 of Islam we receive from her. She knew everything about Islam. If anybody came to her and would say that I'm suffering from a severe headache, migraine, bahut zyada dard-e-sar, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would say, eat the ajwa dates, 7 in number, and Allah will cure you. Allah will give you shifa. And it is said that for a few days if she ate ajwa, subhanallah, she would be cured, or he would be cured. Try it. A lot of brothers have this problem of the head. Eat ajwa and see, inshaAllah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you shifa. Allama Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi was a great Muslim doctor. He says that the best thing for the stomach, everyone has to control the stomach. Disease is embedded in that area. Everything comes from the stomach first. And the best thing that one can take in to give cure to his stomach is ajwa. It is good for the lining of the stomach, it is good for the internal part of the stomach, and there is a whole list that he has mentioned, mashallah. That is why ajwa should be taken. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers, that when we go to Madinatul Munawwara, we should, in Makkah, we should benefit from the Zamzam water, and in Madinatul Munawwara, we should benefit from the khajur of Madinatul Munawwara. Even more in virtue than the water of Zamzam is which water? The water that came out from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No water can be compared to that. Subhanallah. The water that came out from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are two things. So when we come back home, mashallah, we should have khajur. That is why the technique is given to a child. Any child that was born in Madinatul Munawwara, that child would be presented to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam would pray on that child, make dam on him, and also tahneek would be given. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam would chew a little amount of khajur, and Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam would put that inside the mouth of that child. Mashallah. That is again the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Khajur is also mentioned in Surah Maryam, and I have said that many times. when Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu was salam was expecting Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam, at that time the food that was provided for Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu was salam was none other than khajur, given to her, a tamar, and also water. So it is the best source. It has got a lot of rich properties in it. So alhamdulillah, one should benefit from it. MashaAllah, Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah Alayh, Maulana Hussein Madni Rahmatullah Alayh, the father of Hazrat Asad Madni Maddazillahu Al-Ali, he says that until the year 1318 Hijri, in Masjid Nabwi Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam, inside the masjid, there were date trees. Inside the masjid. So these salaf, these buzruganideen have seen at that time that inside Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the date trees were there and they were preserved, mashallah, and people would benefit from the date trees. And he was again such a great ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said that when he came to India and he met Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Rahmatullah alayhi, our brothers who are from the Barelvi Maktab-e Fikr, that the Aqeedah is with Maulana Ahmad Raza Khan. Unfortunately, they speak abusive language for Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah alayhi. Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah alayhi was the Qutb, one of the great Buzrugs. It is said when Hazrat came to India to visit him, Maulana Hussein Madni Rahmatullah Alayhi gave him a hadiyah, three khajur of Medina, and in a little bottle, Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah Alayhi had collected some dust from the inside section of the hujra of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. He had that opportunity to go and clean the area. One is the outside section, one is the inside. Nobody goes right inside. But that area, the middle section, so he had collected some dust from that area and put it into the bottle and had preserved it. When he came to India, he showed that to Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh. It is said that from the three khajurs that Maulana gave him, he made 27 pieces from it. How many pieces? 27 pieces, and the Tullab were there and said, everyone eat a little amount from it. This is from the city, from the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that dust that Hazrat had collected, that was given to him as a gift, Maulana Rashid Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi had a special bottle of surma to put in the eye, surma. And Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi put that dust into the surma bottle. And it is said that every time on Friday, Jummah, when Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali would put surma, he would put the surma with that amount, that little amount of dust that was given to him, which was from the hujra of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was the love that these people had for the city of Madinatul Munawwara. They knew the value of the dates, the mountains, the wells of Madinatul Munawwara. Some of the ulama have said here the figure of seven, it is spiritual. Only Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the full knowledge. Why Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam has said seven? Some of the ulama have said that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created sab'u samawat wal arz, the seven heavens. And again, when you look at the structure of the earth, it has got seven layers. And also, when we do tawaf of the Kaaba, it is seven times. Sahi hai galat khalifa? Aath martaba to koi nahi karta na? Haji? Nahi, mohabbat mein saat martaba hi karni hai bhai, warna bidat ho jayegi. Nahi yaar, nahi, chhore inki baat. Aur Safa Marwa, seven times. From Safa to Marwa is one. Safa Marwa is one, altogether seven times. Also the pelting of the shaitan. Shaitan ko kankri mari jati hai, kitni hai? Seven times, mashallah. So this figure of seven is always there. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, from my ummah 70,000 will go. Again, seven. 70,000. सही या गलत जी. एंड सो मेनी अदर थिंग्स. इट इज ऑल्सो सेड दैट अब सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम इन द हदीस has instructed the ummah that when your child reaches the age of 7, then command him to go to the masjid to perform salah. And when he is 10 years of age, kya karne ka? I'll just do this action in front of you, otherwise it's child abuse. Otherwise it is child abuse. Aray bhai, subhanallah. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not mean that. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that if you train your child at the age of 7, mashallah, teach him, he knows the surahs, he knows the tahiyat, he knows the durood, he knows the tasbihat, he has discipline, he understands the adab of the masjid, that inshallah, slowly, 8, 9, 10 years of age, he will be mature enough to understand and mashallah, perform salah and stand in the sufuf. So we get the figure 7 also here. Some of the ulama have even said that a human being in his lifetime, his life is divided into 7 parts. And in the Quran we also, when it comes to charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about sab'a sumbulat, that is there. Also, when in the hadith it comes that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got hold of the hands of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and said to him that Ali, when I pass away from this dunya, make sure that you give me or you pour 7 water skins from the well of gharf on me. Give me ghusl from the bir of gharf. Bir-e gharf. And that is exactly what had happened. This bir-e gharf, again coming back to the wells of Madinatul Munawwara, this bir was not far from Masjid-e Quba. And again, we have talked about Bir-e Aris, Bir-e Roma, but Bir-e Ghars, subhanallah, has its unique status. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once came in Masjid-e Nabwi in the morning and said to them that I saw a dream that I am sitting in the well of Jannah. Saying that, he walked out of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and some of the companions were with him and he walked to this well, Bi'ri Gharf, there. And this was an indication that the well that I saw in Jannat was this well. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about this water of that well that this water comes from Jannat. And that is why Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Ali that when I pass away, when you give me ghusl from this well. 7 water skin. Wo mashkiza hota hai pani ka. Kya hota hai? Do you understand when I say water skin? The mashkiza. It's full of water. 7 times to be poured on top of me. So this figure of 7 is there and it is unique. MashaAllah. Let us finish off the wells of Madinatul Munawwara. Unfortunately today, the Saudi government, what have they done? They've put rocks and stones in the well itself and have blocked the well completely. Al-Aman al-Hafiz. Allah give them the tawfiq. Allah give them the sense. Do we need the British government to speak out about the hijab? The mayor of London writes a letter to the French authority. MashaAllah. We have non-Muslims in the parliament who speak out for the Muslims that this is the fundamental right of a Muslim or any individual, and this law in France that does not suit that government which boasts about it being liberal and that gives a free society where everyone has a choice to practice whatever they want. Al-Aman al-Hafiz, which Muslim country spoke out? Koi ek Musliman ki country ho, ek mulk, one country. Musharraf, quiet. What is he going to talk about? Nothing. Which other country? I'm not even sure. The Saudi government can ban Valentine's Day, but obviously that is just for the Muslimin. Alhamdulillah, nothing wrong. But what about the hijab issue? One phone call. 56 Muslim countries or more, if all of them get together and make a phone call, to the French authority, the president of France, and say to them, no, this we cannot tolerate. Don't you think that will make a difference, Shabir Bhai?
Yes.
It would make a difference. MashaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the British government, bless them with Iman. Allah give them Iman. Respected brothers, when you come out of this country, that is the moment you understand and realize how fortunate we are to live in this country, in this society. Yesterday, Ibrahim Bhai was telling me in the Times, Denmark was saying that we will not allow now foreign imams to come in Denmark because they don't have this clear understanding of the Danish society in Denmark. Now slowly Brussels, Belgium and Germany is also saying that we are looking into what France has done, the banning of hijab, we will look into it. Slowly even Belgium and the rest of the countries will follow. Allahu Akbar. And it is getting tight and difficult for the Muslimin. This is exactly what Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam has said. A time will come when to cling on to your deen will be so difficult, like as if fire is burning on your hands, on the palm of your hands. Allahu Akbar. And this is the time we are living in. Mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Mm-hmm. And we should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and respect the law of this country. Otherwise, everything can be taken away from us, this freedom, instantly. Allah Rabbul Alameen ne mujhe aur aapko akal di hai, to hum us akal ke zariye se, mashallah, apni zindagi ko basar kare. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I'm trying to end, mashallah, this topic, this beautiful topic of Madinatul Munawwara, but there is yet so much into this subject. Insha'Allah ta'ala, maybe in the next session, if Allah wills, we can start on the history of Makkatul Mukarrama. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Durush parvi. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين